Good morning. It's Friday, May 15th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Disc golf is a relatively young sport that's growing in Kansas. Local disc golfers say it's easy to see why.
So when you throw a disc and it flies like it's supposed to, and it's just beautiful to watch it fly through the air, and it's just a visual that just, yeah, it's like hitting a pure traditional golf shot. You just remember that and you want to go do it again and again.
We'll explore the popularity of disc golf after the news. The Wichita Board of Education could soon vote to appoint a new member to an open seat on the board. As KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports, the board meets this afternoon to interview candidates.
The seat was left open after former Wichita School Board member Melody McCray Miller died in February. The board will publicly interview 10 qualified candidates for the position. The board could also vote to appoint one of the candidates. The appointee would serve through December 2027. The appointee would be sworn in ahead of the board meeting in June, when board members are set to vote on a November bond referendum. The meeting will be at the Alvin Morris Administrative Center. A list of candidates can be found on the district's website. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Wichita Recreation Superintendent Angela Buckner says the city's experiencing a lifeguard shortage ahead of the summer season.
I know this year nationwide, everybody is struggling with lifeguards. I know sometimes it comes close to the middle of May where we're still reaching out, but I don't think it's ever been as low as it's been this year.
Buckner and aquatics officials are working to train and hire additional lifeguards before city pools open on Memorial Day. So far, 63 candidates have been offered a job, which pays $13.78 an hour. If those candidates accept the job and pass their training, the city will still need another 40 lifeguards. City officials say they may need to reduce pool hours or add closed days into the season in order to make sure each community has safe access to the pools. The Kansas Corporation Commission told the utility company Evergy this week that a proposed 133-mile transmission line can move ahead through Sedgwick and Sumner counties, but not along a path through the Flint Hills. KCC Assistant General Counsel Tristan Kimbrell delivered the news.
The commission takes seriously any activity that has the potential to permanently and adversely affect the Flint Hills or other unique ecological regions of the state.
Evergy applied for a siting permit from the commission in November. It planned to build a transmission line from Garden Plain to the northeastern corner of Oklahoma to help with regional grid reliability, especially during winter weather. The route would have passed through 35 miles of the Flint Hills ecoregion. Evergy has been ordered to find a new route for the section east of Highway 77 to avoid any permanent damage to that tall grass ecosystem. They have until mid-June to submit a revised schedule. The project is expected to be online by the year 2029. Scientists are working on a bird flu vaccine that would be simple to administer to poultry. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Kansas State University scientists took a mild cattle virus, rendered it harmless, and turned it into a vehicle for a bird flu vaccine. If their approach succeeds, chicks could get vaccinated before hatching, or the vaccine could go into water given to already hatched birds. Professor Wedaka Mwangi says bird flu protection would be a huge help to farmers.
It has a huge economic importance. Let's start there. We know what damage this virus can do.
It would also benefit food security, he says. Kansas State's research also shows promising signs for protecting dairy cows and pigs. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Salina will welcome vinyl record merchants, collectors, and industry members this October. The city will host the inaugural Vinyl Summit. The event coincides with the 40th anniversary of Acoustic Sounds, which is a globally recognized leader in vinyl record production, and it will also include a record fair and a hi-fi show. There will also be live music, including performances from blues legends Taj Mahal and Jimmy Vaughn at Salina's Stiefel Theater. Several Wichita attractions will offer free admission to active duty military members over the summer. It's part of a national program called Blue Star Museums. Current service members and five of their family members can get free admission. Local museums participating this summer include Botanica, Exploration Place, the Kansas Aviation Museum, and the Mid-America All-Indian Museum. Also participating are Old Cowtown Museum, the Wichita Art Museum, and the Wichita-Sedgwick County Historical Museum. A full list of participating locations can be found at arts.gov. The program runs from May 18th through September 2nd. The local nonprofit Empower will host watch parties during this year's FIFA World Cup. Their event is called Wichita Global Fan Zone. It's at Nafsker Park and will stream live World Cup games and feature local food vendors and live performances. Games being streamed include Mexico versus South Africa and USA versus Paraguay. The event is open to the public and will happen June 11th and 12th. This year's World Cup is being staged in North American countries, including in the U.S. Six games will be played in Kansas City. More information is at empowernorthend.org. We'll be back after this. This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
The New York Times said that this was the hardest of 5,966 distinct words. This stumped more players than any other word.
Part two of our dastardly, oh-so-tricky spelling quiz. This week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Scott Dyer discovered disc golf when he was looking for something fun to do during the pandemic. He unpacked some discs he'd received as a gift, and he and his family checked out a disc golf course near Mays South High School. Then they started watching videos on YouTube and exploring courses around Wichita. KMUW's Suzanne Perez recently spoke with Scott Dyer about his experience and the popularity of disc golf.
We were all in at that point, and we just started playing a ton.
Like many disc golfers, the Dyers appreciated the sport's low barrier to entry. It's low impact, accessible, easy to learn, and pretty much free to play.
The real benefit for me as a parent is I now have a lifetime sport to play with my boys, so it's become a passion for that reason.
Disc golf is a relatively young sport, but it has a rich history in Kansas. Here in Wichita, disc golfers say the sport is thriving. There are more than 20 disc golf courses in Sedgwick County.
No one knows how much of a mecca for disc golf Wichita is.
Mike Junod manages Ducks Flying Discs, a disc golf store in Wichita. He spent a recent afternoon at the Oak Park course in Riverside, clearing branches and repositioning baskets for an upcoming tournament. Junod says disc golf is the best kind of workout. He describes it as hiking with a purpose.
People that like to exercise but don't feel like walking because they're just walking, throw something and walk up to it, and then throw something again and walk up to it, and the next thing you know, you're playing disc golf and you're walking 2 miles around, and sometimes, you know, you're carrying 25 pounds on your back too, so there you go.
Like traditional golf, disc golf features equipment designed for various distances or conditions. The average starter set includes a driver, putter, and mid-range disc. But many beginners start with just the mid-range. And then there's Scott.
I see you have quite a variety, too, of colors and designs and stuff. Is that where it just gets fun?
So here's the secret. The more you have, the better people think you are. So you look at this bag, people think I'm an extraordinary disc golfer, but I'm a very, very average, if not below average, disc golfer. But I look good.
Oh, it's
my
all
bag
about...
looks good. So
it's all about the look.
The object of the game is pretty simple. Players throw a disc from the tee area toward the target, which is a chain basket. The fewer tries it takes you, the lower your score. Lowest score wins. Scott loves the sound of a disc hitting its target.
But also when you throw a disc and it flies like it's supposed to. And it's just beautiful to watch it fly through the air. And it's just a visual that just... Yeah, it's like hitting a pure traditional golf shot. You just remember that, and you want to go do it again and again.
Scott's son, Zach, earned a disc golf scholarship to Emporia State University, where he plays on the school's nationally ranked team. The team's coach, former world champion Eric McCabe, designs and installs disc golf courses worldwide.
For right now, I'm really focusing on getting courses in the ground, especially in communities that don't have disc golf but have the park space, to put in a shorter 9-hole course that's going to introduce the future athletes to our sport.
McCabe says it doesn't take much to get started. A free app and website called UDisc can point you to dozens of disc golf courses in your area.
Give it a try and Yeah, you'll be hooked. I promise you. You'll get hooked really fast.
For more on disc golf in Wichita, go to KMUW.org.
That was KMUW's Suzanne Perez reporting. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Vanessa Hua about her novel, Coyote Land.
The novel is set in the hills east of Berkeley, though I like to think of it as also a state of mind because it reflects the battles over housing and who belongs that are happening all over.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.